Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It's my birthday week. Boy, you're going to suffer this week, Joey pals. If you're with us in the morning drive time, we love it. if you're with us in the early afternoon drive time. We love it. I like to say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I fill the hour that we're together with every community event I can find, mystery songs in association with Wink Martindale over at the legendary KWXY. Great interviews, of course. That's the very heart of our time together, isn't it? Great giveaways for you. That's the very heart of our time together, isn't it? And then at the end of each hour, we play my music, which I'm so proud of, and that always puts a smile on my face, and I hope it does you too. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, early morning drive time or early afternoon drive time, just so you listen. I want it to be the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, we put everything up on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I don't know what's going on with social media. Let's just stay friends. Okay, sit back and relax. I will drive. You know the routine by now. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Monday, November 14th is National Pickle Day. Okay, but beyond that, Christopher Kennedy wants you to note, I love how he phrases this, isn't this lovely? Palm Springs Happy Hour is carefully crafted just for you and served with a side of style on his website. He wants to remind you that you can get tickets now for the Mid-Century Modern Tours starting in February 2023, and these go quickly. Go to ChristopherKennedy.com. Heather James Fine Art presents Tom Vendetti and the Paul G. Allen Collection now. They're at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. Check it out at HeatherJamesGallery.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art invites you to view the works of Kimberly Brooks now at 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert. MelissaMorganFineArt.com. Okay, let's do some legendaries. Don't you love this? Wink Martindale presents his vintage visit with Sinatra. This is called American Legend Number 1. That's from 1 to 3 p.m. today. And number 2 will be Wednesday. So Monday and Wednesday is the Sinatra American Legend from 1 to 3 p.m. today and Wednesday on the legendary KWXY radio. And you have a choice of three stations, 1340 a.m. and then 92.3 and 101.9 FM. And all this week, Rick is going to play Joey English mystery songs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Are you writing all this down? And the mystery songs will all be by Frank Sinatra to work in concert with Wink Martindale, who's, we said this, didn't we, doing the Sinatra American Legend Monday and Wednesday. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, we start off as we always do on Monday, because if you're hungry.
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat, and you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get,
are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time for our restaurant of the week. Let's go visit Todd Flood from
Maraca's Restaurant, where we're at. And I also am JT's Diner.
But there are two Maraca's.
Maraca's Ranch or Mirage, which we're not at. And Maraca's Palm Springs. So Ranch or Mirage is right next to the new Krispy Kreme donuts. And the Palm Springs Maracas is dead center of downtown Palm Springs. I can't think of a landmark any longer.
The Sonny Bono statue.
There you go. Right next to Sonny.
We used to say across from See's Candies.
Exactly. Not next door to Ruby's or, you know, but everything's changed.
Well, it's very busy. What's going on? Are you busy in the heat?
You know, it's odd. I mean, this year to last year and the previous years, I think just more people have discovered us. COVID's been good for us, actually. People want to get out. They don't want to travel a long distance. So we get a lot of the L.A. crowd that came out here and discovered Palm Springs again for the, you know, umpteenth time. And it's just amazing how many people are traveling out here from San Diego and Orange County and Los Angeles. And we're busy every weekend, just packed. I scratch my head and thank God every weekend.
You wouldn't have thought it would have been that way.
And as hot as it's been hot. Yeah, you know, just muggy and hot, but nobody seems to care. The crowds are great at night. We're not getting a lot of outdoor dining, but last night people sat outside, 116 degrees,
I remember you telling me years ago that you made the hot sauce, the chips and dips. What kind of sauce is that?
Well, honestly, it's salsa borracha.
So drunken salsa.
Drunken salsa. I remember you telling me you made it hotter when it. Did you make it hotter to warm us up in the winter or some funny thing? I don't remember well. What was it?
If I said it, I was being funny because the recipe's never changed. But it is. It can be hotter during the summer because the chilies get hotter. So, depending on what time of year, what season, those chilies can be really hot.
That sounds right, because I'm not the best person to eat the spicy things. My family all does. But there's times where Fred and Linda are here eating that chips and salsa, and I can't do it.
Yeah, it can get really spicy. But, you know, and that's the thing. We don't change the recipe. So if they're throwing in 20 jalapenos or guajillo and chili de arbor, and all that is going in the pot at the same quantity, and those chilies are hotter than usual, you're getting a hot salsa. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's good. You know, I don't want to change the recipe. Even if it's, you know, I personally, the hotter the better. Yeah. That's just the way I am.
You and my kids. Okay, is the menu new?
The menu's semi-new. So we've got some things on the menu. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Rancho Mirage has been working with this menu for a couple of months. Palm Springs took it on about 2-3 weeks ago. So to Palm Springs, yes. So there's some things that were really popular back on the menu. Skirt steak, huachinango, the chicken tequila fettuccine, the lobster ravioli, a new chicken dish. We're doing a chicken piccata with, instead of capers, we're using the diced Ortega chili. So it's our spin on a chicken piccata. You know,
and you have all the lovely vegan things.
Yeah, so and new to the menu, all the soy riso, impossible burger for impossible enchiladas and impossible burritos. We're even doing impossible nachos, and people are loving it. There's a app out there. It's called the Happy Cow, and we're a 5-star rated Happy Cow client. So, yeah, they send it's an app that most of the vegan population is familiar with, and so they look us up, and everybody who tries our vegan and vegetarian products rave about them.
I brought people in here. My rabbi friend loves the spinach ravioli, the spinach
enchiladas. Yeah, spinach and mushroom enchilada is really popular. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I mean, you know, who knew? You know, it takes having a kid that's a vegan and a gluten-free person to discover these things, you know. It's through experimentation. You know, I'm at home. I'm, like, watching my son make things, and I'm like, you know, that might work out pretty good. Let me try that, you know. And or I'll see him do one thing and go, oh, I can spin that and do this. And so, yeah, it's worked out really well.
Who'd have thunk it? And you've also got non-alcoholic drinks and margaritas and beers and...
Always. You know, yeah, I try to carry a variety of things that, you know, fit whatever need, right? Yeah, I mean, that's the whole name of the game is to try and, you know, have something for everybody. That's why the pastas are on the menu. We get people who are, you know, you'll get a group of 8, 9 people. If somebody doesn't want Mexican food necessarily, we've got something that will satisfy that need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, are Rancho Mirage and Palm Springs stores open the same hours, or are they on different schedules? He's thinking, Joey Pals. Da, 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 da.
Slightly different. Rancho Mirage, because of its location and because of the general population, it closes a little earlier. We're usually closed by about 9 o'clock almost every night. Are they open 7 days a week? Yeah, yeah. Here in Palm Springs, I'll go till 10 o'clock at night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if it's busy, I'll stay up and late whatever night. Yeah, I mean, I'm just watching the flow of traffic. But we generally, in both locations, we open at 11. However, in Palm Springs, I am open from, on Wednesdays, I'm open from 4 in the afternoon to 9 o'clock.
So you're open 7 days a week, but like half a day on Wednesday?
That's it, exactly, yeah. Thank you. That's a better way to put it, yes.
Now, do you do takeout?
I do. I do a big volume of takeout in Rancho Mirage. Palm Springs, you know, it's more of a foot traffic area, and we do probably 50% of what we do in Rancho Mirage. Yeah, yeah, but we still do a good amount of takeout. We have regulars. I mean, we've got doctor's offices that'll call us and order for 30 people. Yeah, yeah. So we do a decent amount of takeout.
Are you participating in the Taste of Summer this year?
Not this year. I, you know, there was so much going on personally, and I just kind of missed that off-ramp. And so, you know, next year we'll look at it and try and do it. We've done it in the past, and they were calling us to say, hey, what's going on? Are you going to do this or not? But it, like I said, there's just so much going on in my life at the time. Yeah.
Yes. I'm trying to think of a comment. What is it they say? Life is what happens when you're planning for something else. I feel that way, too. It's been a tough year.
It has been, but it's also been a rewarding year. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a 50-50 thing. And, you know, God bless everybody that, you know, that's out there, because I know it's been tough on everyone.
Well, tell us the address. Start with Rancho Mirage. Website and phone number.
So Rancho Mirage is area code 760-321-1001. The Palm Springs location is 760-322-9654. The website is maracas-restaurant.com.
That's perfect. You did good. What's your favorite thing to eat here?
Probably at the moment, why'd you do that to me?
That's okay. Yes. Is it the skirt steak?
I like the skirt steak, but now I'm hooked on the carne asada. Oh,
that's Tyler's favorite, too.
Yeah, it's really good. The meat's really tender. The enchilada combination with it, very good. So, yeah, it's carne tambaqueña is what the plate is.
Have you had to raise your prices?
Of course. I was just looking at a an ad that an actual flyer that somebody posted on their door, saying how much things have gone up, and it was $15 or $20 for oil pre-pandemic. Then it went to $35, and now we're paying $95 to $100 for a 5 gallon thing of oil, and everything's like that. It's not just oil. I mean, so yes, I obviously. You know, we've raised the prices. It's small increments. And, you know, volume makes up for a lot of things. So luckily we're busy.
Well, it's always good. Thank you for letting me stop by this time. You didn't come to me. I came to you. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming by.
Okay, Joey pals, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.